In the interests of public service, the Average Network takes you now to Count Richard Cheney's Bat Cave, deep beneath the street of Washington, D.C., where we find the Count's evil assistant, Rumsfeld, cleaning the living head of Dr. Henry Kissinger. You have attained Chapter 27 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Lift your chins, Doctor.
How's that?
Better.
Don't forget to grease my universal joint. I'm starting to squeak. When will Dick be back?
He flew away about an hour ago. It's a short flight to Baltimore. He should be back in an hour or less. Oh, don't move. There. I have some new products to try.
Dick? Don?
Is that George?
I'll see, Master. Mr. President, is that you?
Hey, Don. Hey, Henry.
Hello, George.
You know, there's an old dead guy out there in the hall.
Master is eating out tonight. I thought I'd stay in and just have leftovers. I have more letters home from Iraq to write for the media. This time, I'm the second Marines.
George, what do you want? We aren't scheduled to meet until tomorrow night. Dick isn't even here.
Yeah, I know.
You know? You surprise me, George.
Oh, yeah, me and Carl Rove got Tom Ridge watching you guys 24-7. Me and Carl don't trust nobody neither.
Probably wise. I should be insulted, but you do so few things on your own initiative that I'm actually rather pleased. Why are you here if you know that Dick is away?
Well, I got me some questions, Henry, and Dick always acts like I'm an idiot or something. Well, so do you, but you explain better.
Oh, I can't imagine why anyone would think you are an idiot. You're lazy. You're not stupid, but you are incredibly lazy.
Well, that's what I keep telling my mom. She thinks I'm dumb as a sack full of axe handles.
Oh, you aren't nearly that stupid, Mr. President.
Thanks, Don. When I get to fire you, I'm going to be real nice about it. Well, I know you got a golden coffin waiting for you.
Master's going to let me run Cuba after we invade.
Well, that's one of my questions. Why are we going to invade Cuba? Dick says Castro's got to go, but hell, Henry, guy's 77. He ain't gonna live that long.
That's true. He won't. But he'll have a few years of pleasant retirement. We need to invade because you're slipping, George.
My numbers is up this week.
That's this week. They'll slip again. My projections are a 32% share by this time next year, mid-October. At that point, you'd probably be Sharpton, but not Kucinich. Even Lieberman could cream you. Right, Joseph?
Hello, Mr. President.
Dang! Joe Lieberman, where'd you come from?
He's a hologram. I've tapped into a desktop in his office, and while he slept, we did some psychic surgery. Now I need to know what Lieberman's thinking. Donald?
We turn on this computer. Type in Joe, hit connect, then return, and voila!
You two, stop it. Donald, put Joe away. We don't really need him at the moment.
Into the trash with you, Joe.
As a result, we need another incursion in time for the election to raise your ratings. We can't do another Muslim country. The PR would be awful. Also, we need an incursion where we're assured of victory that won't cost very much.
Our intel on Cuba is almost as good as Iraq. And just like Iraq, we can put Ahmed Chalabi out as frontman.
No, Donald, we had to scrap that
one. Oh, Doctor. Chalabi? Hell, Henry, I wouldn't even fall for that one.
That's very encouraging, George. We have lots of Cubans from Miami to choose from. Ileana Ross Leighton, for example. She can be president while Donald runs things.
So Donald be me, and Ileana'd be Cheney, right?
Other way around, George, but yes. Half the Miami Cubans go home. We allow the mob to open casinos and brothels again, and because they're returning Miami Cubans ran the casinos and brothels under Batista, we could have the country converted to good honest capitalism in 3 or 4 weeks. Plus, we get the cigars.
Well, I'm pretty tired of getting my Cuban cigars from Vicente Fox. Last box he sent, they all exploded.
Well, he has a sense of humor.
Hello? What's going on? George, what are you doing here?
Hello, Dick.
Hey, Dick. You got blood on your suit.
Yes. Leftovers. What do you want, Mr. President? We have a scheduled meeting tomorrow night.
He was worried about Cuba.
What Henry says is just like Wag the Primary.
Wag the dog. Primary colors. Different films, George.
And whenever you tell me nothing, you're all as contraceptive.
I think you mean condescending, George.
Okay, well, you are anyway.
I'm terribly sorry, George.
Just on account I'm intellectually lazy don't mean I'm dumb.
I'm aware of that, George.
Not like Ashcroft.
George, Ashcroft isn't so much dumb as crazy.
Oh, well, that's better.
I should think it would be. Do you feel better, George?
Yeah, well, I do.
Fine, George. Do you have any other questions?
We ever gonna find any of them fake MTDs we planted?
WMDs, dear boy. Certainly we shall find some. As soon as we can make it stop smelling like peanut butter. Don't worry, George. Just keep telling people we've already found things.
We have to keep our spin machine working. As long as we control the spin, we can deal with everything.
What about the leak? Ashcroft's got an old buddy of mine working on it, but I got an open letter from a bunch of Democrats. They think we's hiding stuff.
We are hiding stuff. Lots of stuff.
Well, I know that. I ain't even that dumb, so what we gonna do?
We are spinning, George.
Ain't what I mean. I mean about them Democrats.
I'll have an answer for you before you reach Hong Kong. Maybe before you even talk to Arnold.
Yes, we won't let the Democrats do you any serious harm, George. It also might help if you keep attacking the press.
We have to be careful, though. It's a balancing act. We can let Condi and Donald do some, too. If you do too much, they know we're hiding things. If they figure that out, it will lead them to trails.
That's why we're going to let you fire some people. It will make you look very forceful, tough, and stalwart. But you can look sensitive and concerned at the same time.
Well, that sounds pretty good, I guess.
It almost worked with Nixon, but Dick wasn't good with righteous indignation.
It made him look all mean and squishy. Like Ashcroft.
And now that you mention it, George, does this make you feel better?
Well, I reckon. Am I going to get to fire Condi?
George, Condi Rice was one of my best students at Harvard. She's brilliant. She studies hard, knows vast amounts. Sure, you can fire her, just not right away.
Good. I love firing folks, watching them cry and stuff. Dad says I'm just like Mom. Well, I guess I feel better.
Fine, George. Simply remember that you, and you alone, are the centerpiece of the most brilliant Republican plan ever conceived.
If our plan succeeds within 20 years, the whole world will be Republican, and you, George, are the bearing that allows the wheel to turn.
Good one,
eh? Wow! I'm pretty hot stuff, huh?
The hottest, Mr. President.
Well, reckon I'll mosey on back to the bunkhouse. Gots to get ready to head on out to South Asia, make some bread, pay for this here war stuff some.
You'll do well. Dick doesn't like any of your speeches, so they're probably pretty good.
We can't frighten people without implied violence. It just doesn't work.
We don't need to frighten them yet, Dick. We've got Sharon for that.
It's working. Sharon certainly frightens me. Name like Ariel. Maybe we ought to drop him out of plane, him and old Yes Sir Atzifact.
Good night, Mr. President.
Interesting.
Do you think we could get Sharon up in one of our aircraft?
Getting him in the plane isn't the problem. Getting the plane up with him in it. He weighs a ton. His body armor weighs a ton.
His weapons weigh even more.
His personal chef. He sticks closer than his security, and he makes Ariel look trim.
Well, Israel doesn't really matter. Greenspan informs me we get to foreclose on them in a few years.
Yes, we'll sell the country to Japan, and they'll lease it to the Saudis.
Who'll hire the Israelis to run it for them. Everything works out in the end.
Come, doctor, time for your permanent. Then later, I have video of Bill O'Reilly eating liberal children.
Excellent, Donald. I brought you a snack.
Ooh, a nice fresh tongue. Thank you, master.
The Average Network has brought you Chapter 27 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated by Olaf Gunderson of the Icelandic Institute for Celebrity Impersonation and Volcanology, and by Sir Ambrose Whisker of the Old School. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.